Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got TikTok all over the news right now as far as this ban. They're saying both sides, both parties, are in support of a bill that could ban TikTok. And when we talk about when both sides agree, you know, that something should happen, we as people should probably raise an eyebrow, because they hardly ever agree on anything. They hardly ever agree on anything. But the one thing they do agree on is banning this TikTok because of the foreign ideas that are attached to TikTok. But there was something that I seen where they're having a session, the senators. They're talking about why they're coming together to try to ban TikTok. Can we get that audio up? Is there any audio
before
on
I
that?
Let you go, I have to ask you about the House-backed bill on TikTok, which effectively requires the Chinese-owned company ByteDance to sell it or face a total ban of TikTok in this country, which has been deemed a national security threat. Will you vote for this in the Senate if it comes to the floor for a vote?
I'd like to see the final language, but I'm certainly predisposed to vote for it. Anyone that doesn't think that the Chinese Communist Party would like to influence how we think in our country just doesn't understand what they do. They have members of the board of directors. The Chinese Communist Party has members on the board of directors of ByteDance, the parent company of this. And in previous times, the federal government has required the sale of a Chinese social media company over these sorts of national security concerns. And so I think this is consistent with what we've done in the past, and by and large, I support it.
I have to ask you what I was just talking to Senator Cassidy about TikTok, this bill, which just passed the House. Again, the House bill would effectively require ByteDance, the parent company, to sell TikTok.
All right, so check this out. We understand that when they push, like, they're talking about TikTok, but this is a whole bill, and it's more than TikTok dealings in this bill. You know, they got the alarming thing up front, which is they're going to spy on, you know, Americans or get data, right? Well, there's a police officer that he made a post on Instagram. This is a police officer. I guess it goes under the name Victorious Ronald. He's a police officer, and he was on Instagram, and he made this Instagram, and it made me raise an eyebrow, DJ Brother Z, about what all is in this bill to ban TikTok. You know, it does. You know, it just makes you raise an eyebrow. What else is in here? Because it's more stuff. They use something to be in the front, but then there's underlining things in the bill. So this police officer chimes in and says this. Let's listen.
These are online right now arguing about this new TikTok bill, restrict bill 686. You guys need to take some time and read it. Do you actually think it's about TikTok, your safety, your security? That bill gives the government the ability to download all data from recording devices and databases. So that means your Ring doorbell system, cameras inside of your home, your cell phone, your Amazon Echoes, anything and everything. And then they'll use that data against you. For pushing this bill, because they realize that they can't hide their treasonous acts anymore.
He said
they want to know what you're saying, what you're doing.
Hey,
this bill gives the government the ability.
Well, we already knew that the government was using a lot of this technology to spry on us. You know,
and to say they was doing it before,
right? But now, what does this bill allow them to do a little bit more? I don't know. Like with the new AI, you know, they gotta add AI into this somehow, right? So I don't know. I think that many of us need to really understand that when there's a controversial idea out here, it's more than the controversial idea. You know, there's other underliers in the bills when they pass these big bills to do things. Okay, they may ban TikTok, but they'll add other stuff in bills. It happens all the time. It happened like the Patriot Act. You know, when after 9/11. A lot of people lost a little bit of their freedoms to pass that Patriot Act to feel safe. Okay? So here we go with another situation that, you know, to say that we're safe with banning the TikTok, but then they get to push a little bit of something extra on the back end. But I think Al got a comment. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. If you want to chime in on the show today, Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, my first thing is I wouldn't really get upset about TikTok because it was just a police officer. I think it was on. He was on media talking about buy a gun and buy a bullet because
right.
You're going to have to shoot somebody.
That's so what they're saying.
I don't know. So I don't know why he's worried about TikTok, but here's where it gets rich. Is he all right if they just decide to buy that gun and take them bullets and shoot him?
Mm.
So if it's going to, so why are you trying to push all this chaos? Make sure you push that chaos against your own people. Because keep in mind, they beef ain't with blacks. Because, see, we always been nice and kind. It's the beef y'all got with each other because y'all was robbed of a childhood because your mammy and your pappy was robbed of one. So now they robbing you of one. And so now you're dealing with the problems of your mammy and your pappy. So when you tell these people, get these guns and be ready to shoot somebody, just make sure you got a name on that bullet for yourself.
And I see that talk, too. I'm seeing a lot of that right now.
And so I think his problem, what it is, their problem is not with people. Their problem is with their mammy and pappy because they was robbed of a childhood. So they need to take that up with their mammy and pappy because wisdom comes from diversity and growth. And your mammy did not want y'all to grow. That's why everybody living their life and y'all sitting there trying to go against the world. So that comes from your mammy and your pappy, not the people in the United States of America. And, Tori, I want you to have a good day. But can we clear something up, please?
Go right ahead, Al.
I'm hearing people talking about migrants bringing diseases. Just to let you get
the
news.
Well, they say they got the mumps, yeah. The mumps and the measles and stuff like that.
Okay, but all that stuff was already here by Christopher Columbus. And then when they come up with, and then they kept talking about there being rapists. What about all these white men who raped these girls and they didn't have to register on a sex offender list? If you're going to call them terrorists, what about all the homegrown terrorists that did these school shootings who always have some memorabilia of trying to make America great? So let's not pick on migrants because we feel we're black and we're better than them. Because I'm going to tell you like this, I have yet to have to pick up a box of chicken bones from them. Have a great day.
Al in support of the migrants. You know, the thing is, when I talk about what's going on in our community, that's why I like to have the different diversity when people call in. Because a lot of people be like, Tori, you know, why you let them people talk? Why shouldn't I? You know, these are people that live in the neighborhood. Let them talk. You know, let them say what they got to say.
I know that.
I think a lot of times people try to cut off certain conversations because it's not beneficial. It's not beneficial. So when I would get my position to allow people to speak, now as long as you ain't talking out the side of your neck, see, when you talking out the side of your neck, then
hush up, boy.
I'm gonna have to shut you down. But if you talking from a perspective, you're probably not the only one that feels that way. You know what I mean? So I like it when we have the diverse on-air conversations because now we get to hear that. And like David King said, a lot of times the information doesn't get out through the mainstream what's really going on in our neighborhoods. But that has to stop. We got to allow for people to sensibly talk, you know. And so I'll say this, you know, when it comes to my show, the Tory Lowe Show, I love for people to chime in from their perspective, you know, from their, you know, learned perspective, so we can understand the logic that's out here. And it's not all one way. It's not all Democrat and Republicans. It's independents. It's people that feel a certain way through life experience. And that needs to be heard on the radio or on TV. And it's not going to happen in the mainstream media, because when you leave it open like that, it becomes a threat. And that's all I'm saying. So God bless everybody who chimes in on the Tory Lowe Show with their perspective, because I think that it adds texture to let everybody know that there are different things that are going on in the community and different people that think a certain way, and we need to have that at the table so we can have a more logical outcome when it comes to what we need to do. That's it. Hey, look, but now is that time.
One call, that's all.
Hey, look, now is your chance to be entered in to win our One Call, That's All 5K giveaway. That's right. This is your chance to be able to be entered in to win $5,000. Call 833-212-1017. Be caller number 10 right now and be entered in to win our $5,000 5K giveaway. And remember, if you or a loved one are injured in an accident, give Gruber Law Offices a call. One call, that's all. Be caller number 10 right now for your chance to be entered in to win. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Call now, 833-212-1017.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, who bow? Front row, shake it to a bat. She shaking dummy, I just want to grab it. Ooh, yeah. Another one like DJ Khaled.
I just hopped on the scene, oh yeah. Me and my brothers got the green, trying to get between them.
I didn't leave her home. Motherfucker, I got a brother for bring her home.
I say, DJ, can you put this song on blast? Put her in the back shaking.
I know when you know that she gon' shake that ass when I thought it came. You ever tell the I got G's?
No.
You ever make a bitty hit her knees?
No.
Well, guess what? I'm JP.
On my time, make a bitch.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Salute to Reggie for winning the call in. He'll be entered in to win $5,000. If you want to know the official contest rules, go to 1017thetruth.com. Hey, look, we've been having a I couldn't even ask the question of the day because there was so many people tapping in after David King came through to talk about his run for mayor in the city of Milwaukee. But we got Eddie on the lines. Eddie with a comment. Eddie, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing today?
How you doing, brother Eddie?
I'm doing okay. Your name came up over the weekend. I got to be honest with you.
That's what's up.
Well, you know, it's not a good thing. You know, it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with things going on, you know, in London with the royals, right? Princess Kate, nobody's seen her. She's kind of missing. Well, Tory, whenever I want international news, the best network out there for international news isn't CNN, isn't MSNBC or CNBC. It's British Broadcasting Company.
Mm-hmm.
But as of a few weeks ago, Tory, you and Brother Z and I don't know who else it was, kind of ruined that for me. And I can't even turn on that channel anymore because of you guys. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Because it's called BBC.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Tori. I can't put it. You know what?
Eddie.
I'm going to cancel it off my cable package, Tori. I found out what that means, Tori.
Comic
when
relief.
I was on the show, I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what it meant, Tori. No, I know. I'm canceling it because of you guys.
You ruined
it for me, Tori.
Ruined
it. Hey. 25 years of watching that network. Jesus.
Here we go.
All right, let's talk about TikTok.
Go right ahead, Eddie.
I think TikTok's bad for us. And I'll tell you, I didn't even know what it was until my attorney, Mark Schoenfeld, told me about TikTok and said, you got to get on this app, right? And I became addicted to it, okay? Like, I'm not getting as much stuff done as I used to because of this app. And I think between, Twitter and TikTok and YouTube, I think it's messing us all up. Everybody at the gym, it used to be people talked at the gym, right? Somebody say, hey, what are you up to? What'd you do this weekend? Everybody stares into their phones. This social media thing is ruining our sense of unity and fellowship and camaraderie.
And it has brought harm to families as well.
Yeah, I guess. It hasn't happened to me. But, you know, people aren't connecting the way they used to. And you talk to people, and they don't even know how to talk back, especially the younger kids. They're bashful. They're kind of shy. And I think the best thing that could happen is for TikTok to go away.
What about social media? So you saying just TikTok or just social media, period? Because they were in hearings about Instagram, Facebook. They're always in hearings about these social media sites. So what I'm saying is, are you saying just TikTok or just social media altogether?
You know, Tori, in a perfect world, all of them. All of them. But I do like Elon Musk. I like this guy. I like what he does and how he stands up for stuff. So I'll give a pass to Twitter or X, as they call it now. Mm. But the rest of the stuff can go away.
Hold on.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Everybody's on their phones every day, all the time. That's what everybody's doing now.
Eddie, hold on. Well, since you're on the lines, can you explain this audio we about to hear from Donald Trump?
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
I can explain it. He means a financial bloodbath. He means the economy is going to go straight to hell. And that's what he meant. He didn't mean, first of all, to imply that he would say something that egregious and really talk about hurting or harming people is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about a financial bloodbath. That's what he's talking about.
He's talking about
everybody knows
that it's going to be a collapse. You're saying that he's saying it's going to be a financial collapse where it's just going to be chaos.
That's exactly what he's talking about. And everybody knows that. But if the left has, you know, even a sliver of something, they try to magnify to get at this man, Tori. He's the best thing that's happened to America in 30 years. Tori, on that note, I'm going to go. Thanks for having me on the show. I got to go back to painting. Bye-bye, Tori.
All right, Eddie. Thank you for tapping in. Hopefully he can get over to BBC Network.
Bruh.
And get back chimed in.
Yeah, I heard he has an appointment over there. Two executives.
Hey, I guess he going over there to try to get a painting show. Maybe he can get a reality painting show. Eddie the painter.
He said, come over here. We got a paint job for you, Eddie.
Hey, but when I go to the text lines, people are chiming in. They say, Tori, they have had Meta, Instagram, Twitter, Google, etc., all testifying on Capitol Hill about effects of social media on kids, and nothing happened. But somehow everyone can come together to ban TikTok. You know, also on the talk to text lines, I guess they're referring to the mayoral race. 2618 says, he tricked us into voting for him, and now Cavalier, he tricked us into voting for him, and now Cavalier got them white folks voting for him so he don't got to answer to us. Hey, 2681 says, we ain't been at the table. You can tell by the benefits we got, but all respect to the elder. Hey, the elder had, you know, the elder was trying to tap in. I guess, you know, many times when we talk about things politically, people get in their chest. People, you know, feel a certain type of way.
But I feel like if anything, he should understand that all skin folk ain't kin folk.
Right. And that's the thing that I think people find it hard to believe.
Just because they sitting over there don't mean that they're doing things to help you.
But for so many years, we dreamed of having a black president. We dreamed of having black people in office or in these powerful seats. But they don't understand that sometimes people can be, you know, swayed from, you know, with agendas, you know. So I think that back in the day, if you grew up, if you were like 85 and you grew up back when my grandma was coming up, back then everybody was tighter back then, right? And the hope was to achieve and advance and get some equity out of the vote. But, you know, it's a new time. You know, it's a new – a lot of people don't understand that concept, that all skin folk ain't kin folk. They don't understand that.
I mean, I feel like you can be included or – but, like, you can be invited, but include me in the conversation. Like, let me eat some of the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I like when people chime in that, you know, like I said, people don't have to all feel the same way. You know, people have, you know, how they feel. But I think that we can have an open space for just a mature conversation. And I appreciate everybody that chimes in to the show, because this is where we got to have these real conversations, even if they don't agree. You know, it don't have to agree, but you have to be logical, logical. And then sometimes I think that you can tell some ideas may be outdated, post-dated or outdated, or it depends on what time you came up, many times, what generation you in when you have certain opinions, I believe, sometimes. And sometimes you got to always know that everything changes, time changes. I believe every 10 years things change.
But why should it take 10 years for things to change?
I don't know. I just think that that's just a decade. What when I was in school,
like, that's a long political cycle to have a mayor for 10 years.
Well, I only think you should only be in office for like three terms max, you know. But we're gonna head to the lines. G, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Good afternoon, Tori. I just want to say this. I know you broke bread with Eddie and Meek.
And Wink. Yeah, because of the bet.
Yeah, Wink.
Because they bet it. Yeah. And the Truth Nation wanted him to serve his debt. Yeah.
Right. You're an intelligent guy.
Facts.
And but listen, please do not let Eddie play on your intelligence.
Well, he can say if we want. That's comic relief.
Not what Donald Trump. I'm just.
Talking about what he said about Donald Trump. I thought you talked about the comic relief.
No. That is not what he meant. Okay, that doesn't even go together. A financial bloodbath. That makes no sense. So that's why I say that. And he's really irritating when he calls in with that garbage. I never met the guy. Maybe one day I'll get to talk to him, but he's full of it, Tori.
I think it's comic relief. I thought it was improv. I really think he could go to the improv and probably have a good career.
He's serious, though, but financial bloodbath is not what he meant. He was throwing out threats. And let his people, if he doesn't win, let them try what they tried.
You talk about that January when they ran up on the Capitol.
Yeah, he's threatening violence and trying to put fear into people. Financial bloodbath, that is not what he was saying. I know another congressman came on and tried to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his supporters are so programmed, it's just unbelievable. You know, you can be a conservative, but just don't be a fool. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, and I agree. But the thing is, you know, this is political season, and people, everything is being promoted and paid for by both sides. So I'm gonna let if the Trumpsters call in and say what they gotta say, and if the left call in and say what they gotta say, I just watch the, because I'm an independent, I get to watch it all. So when Trump say stuff, you got his people that feel a certain way, then you got the left that feel a certain way. When Biden say stuff, you got the left that feel a certain way, and you know it's all the same to me.
Yeah, and Biden said some things he shouldn't have said. Right. Don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you about me and where I am in my stage in life. I'm just going by the issues what has been passed by Congress. Not all this other stuff, because where is his policy, Donald Trump? Where is his policy, Tory? That's all. All I want to ask, and he has none. All he wants to do is take away everything and just everything for student loan debt. Healthcare, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, all of that.
Let me ask you this question. What do you feel about the local elections, like the mayor, the common council, the things that affect us the most? Where are you at with that?
I'm with the current administration right now. I'm kind of a little bit unhappy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say I'm kind of a little bit undecided, because. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry for some of the things are going in our communities and stuff, the way things are. And I know it's, you know, change doesn't come overnight, but hey, you know, it's been
something
like
got to shake.
something exactly got to shake. You know, we can't just keep going through the same thing and hearing the same stuff over and over again. So yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for tapping in, G. I respect that. Thank you for tapping in. We're gonna take Tony, and then we're going to run the break. Tony, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Tori, I'm going to make it real quick, because I know Elizabeth is on the line holding. Mm-hmm. So, two things, really quick. One, evidence just came out that Liz Cheney withheld evidence that showed that Trump asked for 10,000 National Guardsmen to be there on January 6th. So, you can look that up. That's on thefederalistpapers.com. The other thing is that I don't know if you remember the whistleblower that was doing the Boeing thing that he was supposed to testify.
He found dead.
Yeah, all of a sudden found out dead. He turned into a Gary Webb. So I don't know if you remember Gary Webb, but he was the guy that supposedly shot himself in the back of the head twice during the Iran-Contra.
And it was impossible for that to happen.
Exactly. So those are the two things. Right. Those are the two things, Tori. And remember that we're the most most propagandized people in the world. And so that guy was blowing the whistle. And remember what they blamed it on with those planes was DEI. And everybody else went with it.
Mm.
So I'm going to land my plane there.
All right, T. I appreciate you for tapping in. When we come back, we'll be joined by Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Is that? Yeah. Ground.
You want to see Giannis live and up close? How about Giannis Antetokounmpo sitting down for an intimate conversation? The Analysis Live is coming on Friday. Get your tickets now to see The Analysis Live at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where The Analysis is joined by his brother, none other than the Greek Freak. They'll talk hoops, life, and more. And we'll even be joined by several other special guests. Go to taliveshow.com. That's where you're going to get the tickets. That's taliveshow.com. Join the Analysis and Giannis on Friday night for the Analysis Live. Hey, also, Truth Nation, join the Truth Team on Saturday, April 13th for our third annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup. We want you to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to be a volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who joins gets a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com. Let's beautify our city together. The Truth Community Cleanup is sponsored by Cousin Subs. Also, it's baseball season. It's finally here, and we want to celebrate the Milwaukee Brewers with you, Truth Nation. From now through the end of April, we'll be giving away tickets to cheer on the Brewers live at American Family Field. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game, you must download the 101 Truth app and be sure to be on the lookout for our weekly Brewers push notification. Play ball with the Truth and go watch the Brew Crew by downloading the 101.7 The Truth app today and look for those notifications. Get you those Brewer tickets. Hey, joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen? Is it Elizabeth Brown?
All is well, King. Salute.
Hey,
happy Monday.
How you doing? It's Monday. Hey, we had a great conversation with a mayoral candidate, David King, that came through today.
Yeah, you know, I caught some of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was smooth. It's a time where we have to make sure we check in, you know, individuals' actions. Okay, because we know, you know, the current mayor is not for the people and isn't by the people either. You know, we know he was paid for, you know, salute, you know, to Mr. King on running for mayor. And he got my vote. I'm going to just put that out there. But in reality, you know, the older guy that called in, the 80-year-old.
85, yeah.
Yeah. He's not an elder, you know, and it really irritates me to have individuals that's that old to call in and try to condemn or talk down instead of uplifting and trying to understand where we're coming from. You knew where he was coming from. He was saying black face have been at the table, but they had white feelings because nothing ever got done for the black people. You know, the black face bots that are put in the front to mislead us on purpose, the powerless black folk that have been sitting at the table all of this time, even during the time when the 85-year-old was voting and working. Right now, what David King was talking about was for the greater good of him being a older in our community. And that's the sad reality, because individuals, you'll talk down on somebody that's trying to do better or trying to say what they don't know. You don't have no fact points on what it is that Cavalier knows. We know what he's not doing, you know, but these are those olders are the ones why we're in the situation that we're in. Because they didn't take accountability for what was going on. Because, again, when you think about the olders and not the elders, they're, again, the elders is the majority who, you know, been fighting, that's still out here, like, you know, White Widow, Grandma Scott, you know, those individuals that's been fighting their whole life versus the ones who decided to go corporate or worried about how good they're living individually, but not understanding that in totality that we as a people, black folks especially, are losing. And we're choosing to lose because we want to go the same way for all the same reasons that equals no results.
Mm.
So in reality,
doing the same thing over and over again and wondering why there's no progress.
All you have to tell us is to pray. You understand what I'm saying? Like, with no action. We're talking about at a time that where people going to work, our paychecks are getting smaller, our food bills are higher, gas is higher. Education, again, like Mr. King was talking about, how bad our children are being educated, being misled. And those individuals, when you have a black man that'll come up against and try to speak against somebody who's trying to do things better. He ran down the things that he done. And I can, you know, say that I know of some things that he do inside the community. So I know he's action. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's done more for the community than Cavalier has.
Mm.
And that's a fact. In reality, people know everybody has their downsides. But in reality, I'm going with what I know. I'm going to bet on an individual that I've seen do some sweat, that got sweat equity in the game. You know what I'm saying? But, again, it's a sad day when we have, you know, and it's a lot of olders in our community that go against the younger individuals, and you're suffering right now. Matter of fact, Tori, I recall the elderly that was going, whose drug dealing was in their buildings and things
right.
like that, that Cavalier Johnson didn't show up to check on those elders. Who apartment buildings was being taken over. Cavalier didn't show up to that. But the same olders that call in, that's who they voted for. Because, see, they had a sweeter piece of the pie. They worked at Bryan and Stratton, you know, for so many years and retired. So they were able to, you know, live a little bit better, a little higher off the horse than everybody else. Mm. These are the individuals who continue to go with the status quo. While the majority of the other black folks who done had to struggle, and like White Widow was talking about, elders who made a mistake when they was younger that can't get housing right now, you know, and that's the majority of the people. They'll give you the three black individuals who had to bootlick to get that title. But in reality, they sold us out for their comfortabilities. While all of us is still uncomfortable. In reality, we understand, Mr. King, what you were saying. Black face, white feelings. And like you stated, black face has been at the table, but black folks have never got anything to eat. We're still starving.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation. Stay like that right here on Tori Lowe.
The Tori Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Rubbing off, might catch a blessing standing by me. Who in my way?
I don't see him.
Nobody.
At all.
Who can take
Truth Nation.
Nobody.
We all love our Milwaukee Bucks and the Antetokounmpo brothers. This is why we are excited to announce that The Truth is now the home of the Analysis Podcast. The award-winning 1017 The Truth is teaming up with Thanasis Antetokounmpo to form a championship duo. The Analysis Podcast debuts on Wednesday, April 3rd at 6 p.m. The show will air every Wednesday night right after the Tori Lowe Show. Hear from guests like Buck star Damon Lillard, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, and YouTube sensation Jake Paul, and so many more. Hey, joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
I mean, as always, very insightful, very packed, full of information.
Right.
Again, if people not taking heed, then you deserve to be lost. When you were speaking about, you know, the TikTok, this is a bully tactic, Tori. When you think about what's going on with this HR Bill 7521 that they call Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary. Now, we can't forget that Trump 4 years ago also saying he was going to ban TikTok. And you have all of a sudden, anytime both sides agree to do anything, we know it's not for the people. It's definitely America, and we need to make sure that we're thinking about, what. First of all, go to congress.gov and look this bill up. This is about the president having control over what we see, like during the pandemic. If you're not talking about what they're talking about, when we're talking about democracy, this is far from you being able to have freedom of speech or what it is that you're listening to. But also we know that TikTok has been racist against black folks as well.
Right.
However, when they're the things that they're trying to fear us into protecting Americans, everything that TikTok does by tracking you, what you're buying, Google does, Facebook does, they use, the police use Facebook, Instagram, I mean, you name it. We already being tracked. So that's a lie that they're saying what's going on. This is all about money because since 2019, TikTok has beat out Google. They're more, they have more influence over the people. So this is about, not only that, the committee that brought this bill about is called Energy and Commerce. They're fighting for the attention of the people. And right now, this is a bully tactic. So we have to make sure that we're staying in tune and not allowing them, again, to push these fear tactics. Because when you're prepared, you're no longer in fear of what's taking place. It was introduced on the 5th and then passed on the 13th. They moving fast.
Right.
Because the goal is to get control of what people are able to see and what they're able to do. In totality, the people don't win, Tori. So, hey, it's just time for people to think for themselves, you know. Bet on yourself. When you know better, you do better, and ain't no better time than the present. Let's get it.
All right, Queen, I appreciate you for being on these front lines as usual. Wow, and we got a lot of work to do.
Let's get it. One love.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tory Lowe with a phone. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. I thank y'all for tapping in to another powerful conversation. Join me tomorrow as we continue to spread the information, what's going on in the neighborhoods. Hey, look, y'all be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next. L-U-P the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plan.